Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the National Security and Climate Change conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Ms. Nielsen, you may begin your conference.
Great. Thank you very much. Hi, everyone, and welcome, and thank you for joining us today. This is Noreen Nielsen with the Communications Department at Progressive Media. On today's call, we are going to set the record straight on the national security threat climate change poses and call for an end to the recent smear campaigns that we've seen attacking military officials who support clean energy reform. Joining us for today's call are General Don Edwards of Operation Free, General Claudia Kennedy of the American Security Project, and Iraq War veteran Jonathan Powers. For any reporters that have any questions that aren't answered during the call or any follow-up requests, you can contact me directly at 202-478-6346. My contact information is also included in the media advisory. With that, I'd like to now turn the floor over to General Don Edwards.
This is Major General retired Don Edwards. These remarks that flag officers, general officers, and admirals are out of line talking about climate control is a bit unusual. Every American has a constitutional right to free speech, including the retired military. And I frankly think that it's a very significant happening when the retired military and the Iraq and Afghan war veterans who were very much involved in our project are trying to bring to the attention of the...
Hello, John. Hello, sir. This is the operator. I'm sorry, sir. I've accessed you out of the conference. Are you there?
For a general officer to do than to try to bring that to the attention of the American public and then to our elected representatives in Congress and the states. And certainly, I would hope that in the future, that the senator would be a little more welcoming to hearing that sort of discussion. Thank you.
Well, this is retired Lieutenant General Claudia Kennedy, and I'm with the American Security Project, and I just wanted to go through one or two points that I think are so important about this subject. First of all, what I've known about climate change has been since the mid-90s when Army Intelligence produced a very interesting and forward-looking report about what did the future look like by 2025. And that's the first time it was brought to my attention in a very serious way based on science. And then when Population Action International put out a report in 2003 about the effects of climate change on the risk of civil conflict, I thought that was very significant. So the concern about climate change, for me personally, as well as in general, as far as the polls show in the U.S., is growing. It's a very small number of people, less than 8%, who think that there's no reason to be concerned about global climate change. So climate change is a serious national security threat. I think it's appropriate for former military and retired military people to comment on these matters, and I think we need to deal with climate change on the basis of science. Now, why do I connect climate change to national security? Because it poses a real risk. Climate change increases weather-related problems that lead to political and economic instability in not just a couple of countries, but entire regions. These lead to problems with available cropland, fresh water, and it creates such instability that there are mass migrations. Already, mass migrations are now in the double digits of millions per year. Something like 30 million people this year are in a movement away from where they normally live to get away from the problems created by rising sea levels and other effects of climate change. It causes enormous suffering. My next point is that the cost of doing nothing is far higher than the cost of what we need to do right now. as expensive as it may look to act, it will be far more expensive to wait, and the risk of failure in acting much later is greater. The third point is we're a very strong country, and I think that we do a better job of our responsibilities as a world leader when we deal with causes of problems and not just react to the consequences, and especially when it's consequences created by our own inaction. So I'm very interested in seeing a broader look at climate change and basing the discussion on science, not on rhetoric. That's all I have. I'd like to introduce Jonathan Powers. He is an Iraq War veteran and a former congressional candidate. John?
Thank you, ma'am. My name is John Powers. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for the Truman National Security Project. And as General Kennedy mentioned, I'm an Iraq vet. I spent 15 months in Baghdad as a captain in the 1st Armored Division. And like many soldiers or Marines as many of our military members know, they learned incredible lessons while serving. And I just want to tell you a story about the first lesson I learned. My first day I showed up at my unit, I was fresh out of college, going to be a lieutenant. Showed up to my platoon, and I had a platoon sergeant who grabbed my lapels, and he dragged me around to the side of the motor pool and said, "Sir, there are two types of leaders in this military, those who lead by rank and those that lead by example. The soldiers are going to follow those that outrank them because they have to, but they want to follow someone that sets an example, someone that sets the standard, and that's about real leadership." That's why many military leaders understand this. And that's why they look at an issue like climate change and wonder why we as a nation haven't been leading by example. But not only do they believe this, they've been out speaking about it. And that's one of the reasons we at Truman started this Operation Free program, which is a coalition of national security groups, National Security Network, a group called Vote Vets, Vet Pact. There's a whole series of groups available on our website, you can see. But because folks understand the links between climate change, between energy and our national security. They understand, as General Edwards mentioned, that oil money is funding the Taliban, and that we're literally, by filling up our cars, putting some of our soldiers at risk, and not by not having, making an effort to move away from those fossil fuels, we are really hurting our security. And as General Kennedy mentioned, we recognize that climate change is already affecting destabilized states that have fragile governments. Fragile governments that extremist groups look to move in and take advantage of. And that's why hundreds of veterans in nearly all 50 states are standing up together with Operation Free, because they know that in those fragile states, against those extremist groups, it's our military that's going to have to act. We're the ones that have to address that threat. So when Senator Inhofe, France, for example, stood up last week and said that it's just these five generals who were trying to be out in the limelight, he's sadly misguided. I was actually testified with one of those generals back in July. There are institutions across the range standing up and addressing this problem and standing behind the fact that climate change is a national security issue. The CIA, the Pentagon, there's a national intelligence estimate already out on this issue. But there's also think tanks, just like the American Security Project that General Kennedy's with, who published a great report. CNA has a military advisory board of a whole series of generals and admirals who've come together to bring attention to this issue. The Center for New American Studies is already out working on this. This is not about politics. This is about our security. And so what we at Truman believe is that Senator Inhofe should stop these attacks on the military leaders' patriotism, because these are folks who have served their whole lives. And let's take this out of politics, and let's talk about this from a security angle. We started a petition asking Senator Inhofe to apologize at OperationFree.net. We ask you all to check that out. But more importantly, we want to bring attention to the fact that there are military leaders across the spectrum. There are Iraq and Afghanistan veterans across the country. We even have some going to Copenhagen in 2 weeks to continue to draw international attention to the national security risks that inaction on climate and our energy policy pose. So thank you so much. We'll be here for questions, and I guess I'll be happy to open it up to the floor.
At At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from Robin Ravender with Greenwire.
How are you? I wonder if you can quantify, I know that Senator Inhofe said in the New York Times Magazine that there are 5 generals out of 4,000 retired generals that hold these beliefs. I wonder if you guys have any counter number of what it actually is like.
Well, I mean, this is John Powers from the Truman Project. I mean, first of all, if you look at just the military advisory boards for CNA, which again isn't as political, but they're out here talking about that this is an issue. You'll see that there are, I think there's at least 10 on each report, but I don't have those numbers directly. There also, the Project for a Secure America released a ad in Politico with a letter signed by 30 national security, bipartisan national security leaders back in September that we can definitely get you. That literally is a list of people like Brent Scowcroft and national security advisors who are standing up behind the fact that that climate is a national security issue, climate change is a national security issue.
You also mentioned the federal agencies that are supporting this. I wonder if you can go through that again. I think you mentioned CIA.
Sure. The CIA is actually starting a center to address this. Mm-hmm. The Pentagon is looking into the issues of climate and energy security in the Quadrennial Defense Review, which is a major review going on right now. The National Intelligence Estimate published a paper specifically on climate. And then you've got think tanks like the American Security Project, CNA, which is formerly the Center for Naval Analysis, a group called CNAS, which is the Center for New American Studies. There is a lot of work out here on this. Pew has been working with Senator John Warner, Republican Senator John Warner, retired, who is out leading the way on this, and traveling the country talking about these issues, not because he wants to be in the limelight, because he believes in securing America with clean energy.
Jonathan?
Yes.
This is Claudia Kennedy. You know, we might add, too, that in 2008, the final national defense strategy of the Bush administration recognized climate change as a key trend. So this is one of those things that is, it really does cross party lines.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And if you take a look at, for instance, something like CNA.org, there's a list of all their leaders. But you've got folks like General Zinni who've come out and spoken loudly about this. They have quite a substantial list.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. There are no further questions at this time.
All right. Well, I think that we can end it there. Once again, if anybody does have any follow-up questions or requests, you can contact me, Noreen Nielsen, at 202-478-6346. And thank you to all of our participants and everyone who joined the call.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, General Kennedy, General Edwards.
Yep. Have a good day, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.